Wow, wow, gang. Never a dull day. Not in Trumpville, that's for sure. There is never a dull day in Trump's America. Wow. Breaking news here. Another bombshell at midnight last night or early this morning, I guess. We need to talk about this big time. This is a game changer. A Pennsylvania judge has basically handed the state to Donald Trump. That's what we're going to be talking about in our special live stream here. A Pennsylvania judge has basically handed the state to Trump. This may indeed be the first domino to fall here. If Pennsylvania falls to Trump, every single contested state will fall in line as well. And that includes, I believe, Arizona and Nevada, especially Arizona. We'll be talking about what's going on in Arizona on Monday. And Nevada is particularly Clark County is just such a mess. It's crying out for an investigation. So this is absolutely huge. I think Steve Bannon is right that if one state falls, they all fall. I thought it was going to be Wisconsin. I thought Wisconsin would be the first because they're supposedly finishing their audit tomorrow on Sunday. They'll most likely throw out about 100,000 ballots. They'll hand the state to Trump and boom, I think you're going to see then Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, certainly Arizona and possibly Nevada. And that's it. I mean, it will explode. This will be, we're going to be at the center of the firestorm. You know, we were the one, I mean, while the media was just whistling past the graveyard, you know, coronating Biden, thinking this whole thing was over, we've been on the front lines watching these developments, knowing that Donald Trump was going to end up raising his hand on January 20th at noon and starting officially his second term. This was not going to stand. All right. So, hey, guys, welcome. How's that for a little intro, right? Welcome, everyone. Great to be with you on a Saturday. I thought I could sleep in today, and lo and behold, my texts are blowing up saying you got to check out what happened in Pennsylvania last night. You'd be glad that you did. All right. Midnight last night, we got an absolute bombshell. A Pennsylvania judge ruled that the Pennsylvania election was, in her words, likely unconstitutional. She thinks that the lawsuit that was filed against the improprieties of election officials in Pennsylvania has clear merit, that it is going to win in the U.S. Supreme Court. And here's the doozy. And she is, in effect, giving the Republican legislature in Pennsylvania the power to choose electors. So let's break this down because I think it's absolutely a bombshell. This is amazing. So this is a lawsuit that was filed by Sean Parnell along with a Pennsylvania congressman by the name of Mike Kelly. This is not from Trump's legal team. This is a separate suit. This is a multi-front war. God bless everybody involved here. Absolutely multi-front war. And the lawsuit ended up in Judge Patricia McCullough's court. Now, a couple of days back, that name may sound a little familiar to you because we did a video on her ruling. Judge McCullough ordered a halt to the certification process in Pennsylvania. She ordered the state she ordered that the state cannot take any further steps to complete the certification of the votes pending further hearings. Now, as it turns out, it's because she believed that the suit that had been brought up had merit. Well, you see, as we're learning with Governor Cuomo in New York, who got slapped down hard by the new conservative 5-vote block on the U.S. Supreme Court. John Roberts is the most insignificant human on the planet right now, who votes with liberals. As we found out with Governor Cuomo, liberals don't like being told they can't do things. You're petulant little children who have temper tantrums. And so after Judge McCullough, a couple of days back, ruled that Pennsylvania officials can have to halt the certification process, their governor there, this guy by the name of Tom Wolf, which I think is such an appropriate name, after the judge gave her orders, he turns around and he says, too late, We've already certified the vote. You're too late. Ha, ha, ha. It's exactly what Cuomo basically said. The Supreme Court's irrelevant. Too late. We already changed the order. That appears to have really pissed off this judge, okay? She came out after Wolf was skipping and prancing in front of all the CNN cameras that, you know, this judge was too late. Ha, ha, ha. This very same judge came out and publicly reprimanded the governor and said, hey, you know, you and I had a conference call or something like that, right? And you told me personally the certification process was not completed. So she decided in response to his prancing, she decided to release a full verdict and stick it to the governor and the liberal left-wing Secretary of State. She came out and ruled that vote certification is under no circumstances to continue. She wrote that she thinks the plaintiff's case has absolute merit and that they will win on constitutional grounds. Now, if you're unclear what the case is, it's really quite fascinating. This case by Sean Parnell, that was brought by Sean Parnell, Congressman Mike Kelly, what they filed alleges that the state of Pennsylvania conducted an election that violated their state constitution. The Pennsylvania Constitution is apparently very strict in terms of who is allowed to vote by mail-in ballot, absentee ballot. And as I understand it, there are only basically four reasons or qualifications that legitimately allow a person to access mail-in ballots. The problem, of course, is that Secretary of State there in Pennsylvania, even the Republican-led legislature, they basically permitted ballots to be sent out to anyone and everyone for whatever reason. The problem is that no one has the right to change the state constitution on a whim. If you wanted to do that, fine, but you have to change the state constitution. The Secretary of State, the Pennsylvania legislature, the governor, no one has the right to just willy-nilly change what is absolutely clear and rock solid in the Pennsylvania state Pennsylvania state constitution. You have to go through the process to change the constitution, and Pennsylvania officials didn't. And so right now, the Trump campaign is smelling blood. They are now looking into all the state constitutions in the contested states, and they're ready to shift their argument to mirror what was just argued in this case, and they're going to shift it and blast it across all six states that are being contested based solely on this judge's ruling. This is what I mean in the sense that this may be the very first domino to fall here. Again, I thought it was going to be Wisconsin, because they're wrapping up their audit this weekend, or they're supposed to be, and we may see the state easily flip to Trump. The gap there between Trump and Biden is only about 20,000 votes. By the way, thank you for all the super chats. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to stay focused here, so I got my computer down here, and I'm thank you so much, guys, for the super chat. That means everything. Thank you. So there's about a 20,000 vote gap, but they have over 100,000. Votes. Actually, another count is over 200,000 votes that are all radically suspect. And apparently, Trump campaign is there at Wisconsin at every table where the votes are being counted. And they're contesting every single problematic ballot. It's really actually the media, as I understand it, was really upset about it. The media's like, stop, we won't even be able to certify our vote by the time electors meet in December 14th. So, all right. So I thought it was going to be Wisconsin because that's lowest hanging fruit. Some thought it would be Georgia. That's even lower hanging fruit. And you have a triumvirate there because you've got a Republican governor and legislature and Senate. But you have so many rhinos in Georgia. I cannot believe it. I mean, you're right next to Alabama, you know, Louisiana, Mississippi. Why do you have all these rhinos there? Alas, I'm not going to get off on it now. But nevertheless, it does appear that this ruling by this judge in Pennsylvania may in fact be the first domino to fall. Now, remember the big picture here. Okay. That's what we have to always keep our eyes on. What's the big picture here? The big picture is to decertify or stop the certification of all the contested states. So we're talking Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Well, those are the main ones you want, because you just need three of those four, and this is game over. I think it might even be two of the four, in the sense that it denies Biden his 270 electoral votes that he needs in order for the Electoral College to meet on December 14th and officially make him president, vote him in president. The AP, the Associated Press, whatever it says underneath this video, does not determine who our president is. It's absolutely irrelevant. So what if the AP, there are a bunch of left-wing activists disguised as journalists, regardless. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to stop the certification of all the swing states, the primary ones being Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia. If you could throw in Arizona and Nevada into the mix, possibly even Virginia, all the better for it. But regardless, if no one has 270 electoral votes, then this election constitutionally gets kicked into the House of Representatives, where each state gets one vote. And that one vote comes from a delegation that's sent to the House of Representatives by state legislatures. And the state legislature makeup is 31 Republican legislatures to 19 Democrat legislatures. So Trump wins re-election easily. That's the goal. That's the game plan. So this decertification process is being fought on two fronts. It's being fought, as you can see, on the legal front with this judge's latest ruling. This is what Rudy's doing. This is what the releasing the Kraken, right, Sidney Powell is doing. But it's also being fought at the legislative level, all right? And while that may not be as exciting, that is every bit as important, because these two flanks are coming in with the goal of crushing this Biden clown show's hope of stealing this election. So what happened with this judge is just one of the flanks. On the other flank, that's going on in Pennsylvania, we're seeing the retired Army colonel named Doug Mastriano. He's the state senator who spearheaded the Gettysburg hearings and that featured Rudy Giuliani and a whole host of eyewitnesses. President Trump called in, and it was very effective, because we got eyewitness accounts of the voter fraud, right? And the voter fraud was absolutely shocking. Now, Mastriano is the real deal. He's a nationalist populist. He is a huge Trump supporter. He was just on Steve Bannon's War Room yesterday, and he made an absolutely stunning statement. It's very cool. Before I get into that, I want to invite every one of you to a live Q&A that we're doing this next Thursday night. I think that's December 3rd. It's December already. A live Q&A. It's exclusive to our Insiders Members Club. Now, if you're not an Insiders member, we want you to be at that Q&A. So what you do is you just click on the link below, sign up, and we're giving your first 2 weeks free. So you could try it out, see if you like, no obligation whatsoever, could cancel at any time. So go ahead and do that, and you'll get reminders via email of our live Q&A. We'll have direct access to one another. And I also do some live interaction in the week before our videos go out, like on a Sunday night. I give you a little insight on some of the videos that I'm working on. And then you can give me some of your ideas and your feedback on it, and maybe perhaps put this in or put that in. So we get to, this is a team effort of putting these videos together. So if you want to be a part of that, you got to be part of the Turley Talkers Insiders Club. You're absolutely going to love it. We have over 1,000 people there. They're all fellow conservatives, nationalist populists from all over the world. You're going to love interacting with them. I love interacting with them. They're the heart of this channel. So make sure you click on that link, and I'll see you for our live Q&A on Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern time. And I believe it's December 3rd, is it not? So hope to see you there. It'll be great to have you. All right. So Mastriano, he's the real deal here, okay? Army colonel, Pennsylvania senator. They're thinking of making him run for governor or well, they don't make him do anything, that's for sure. But you know what I mean. He's going to be a great governor candidate, maybe a Senate candidate, because Pat Toomey's seat is up. Thankfully, get rid of that Never Trumper rhino. So he was on Steve Bannon's warm, and he dropped a bomb. I mean, he is currently leading the effort to get the Republican-controlled legislature in Pennsylvania to reclaim its power to appoint the state's electors to the Electoral College. Now, this is before this judge's bombshell announcement that's basically stripping the Secretary of State of that power. And the reason is because the Pennsylvania state constitution is absolutely clear that it is the Pennsylvania legislature that seats electors, no one else. Now, for whatever reason, the Pennsylvania legislature ceded that authority back in 1938. It granted the Secretary of State, for whatever reason, the power to seat electors. And the current Secretary of State is a rabid lib named Kathy Bochvar, Democrat, of course. And what Mastriano is doing is he's followed, again, this is why you want both flanks. He's following perfectly in line with what this judge ruled last night. The Secretary of State appointing electors, I know we've been doing it since 1938, but that is fundamentally unconstitutional. According to the Pennsylvania Constitution, it is the legislatures that have the sole authority to appoint to seat electors. And so what this means is that if he is successful on the legislative level, just as like we're seeing this amazing ruling on the legal level, legislative flank, legal flank, if that's the case, then the Republican Pennsylvania legislature ends up appointing, seating Republican pro-Trump electors who vote for Trump if they meet on December 14th, effectively taking Pennsylvania away from Biden. Make no mistake, Mastriano knows what he is doing here. It's really fascinating. He is one of the new Republican nationalist populace. He is a true leader. And he is absolutely freaking out the establishment Republicans in Harrisburg. Okay. He is, as one person called said, he is absolutely upsetting the apple cart. Because the Mitt Romney types, the rhino types that still are very prevalent in the Republican Party at the state legislature levels, they were perfectly happy to just move on from this. They're perfectly cool with a Biden. Half of them probably voted for Biden. Mastriano knows this, and he knows that when he puts this resolution in the Pennsylvania House and it's presented there before the Pennsylvania legislators, all the Republicans are going to have to vote on it. And once they vote, there is an indelible record of each Republican legislature in terms of how they voted and where they stand in all of this. Again, we've said on numerous occasions this channel in the last couple of weeks, this is no longer about President Trump. This is no longer even about the November 3rd election. In many respects, this is about the very survival of the GOP. If you are a Republican and you're caught going full Romney, right? Weak-kneed Romney, weak-kneed Ryan. If you're caught actually voting against President Trump and against the deplorables who put you into office to protect us and to fight for us, you're out. You're gone. I mean, this is the brilliance of Senator Mastriano. By putting forward this resolution, he's putting the Republicans on record as to whether they are interested in actually getting to the bottom of this rigged election, or are they just part of the swamp? Is this just a big business plan for them to get their six-figure or seven-figure salaries and get ahead because they couldn't get ahead at, you know, Goldman Sachs or whatever? Which side do you stand on? And this is further why Pennsylvania may indeed be the first domino to fall, because in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Georgia, in Arizona, the Republicans own the legislatures. And what Mastriano is doing in Pennsylvania is precisely what needs to be done by any Republican in every one of these states. In other words, all we need is one Republican legislature. That is it. To stand up and put his or her fellow Republicans on record as to where they stand on this election. Are they with the Democrats or are you with the deplorables? Which one are you with? Choose this day. There is no middle ground. Are you with the Democrats or are you with the deplorables? That'd be a good t-shirt, huh? Are you with the Democrats or the deplorables? Okay. All right. Romney. All right. Paul Ryan. Are you with the Democrats or are you with the deplorables? Are you going to allow this ridiculously fraudulent election to stand, or are you going to take a stand against this Democrat-led fraud and corruption? Which is it? Because if you take that, if you take the right stand, this Republican Party is officially reborn. It is officially a deplorable party, a nationalist, populist, and traditionalist party that has effectively wiped away every establishment rhino imaginable. They can go and join the Democrats. We don't care. We're 73, 75, 80 million plus voters. Go inside. That you have to cheat to win. Go over to their side. No problem whatsoever. So this is the amaze. This is what you get when you get Trumps and Mastrianos. You get courage. You get politicians being what they're supposed to be, men and women who stand up and who fight for what's right. And I think that's what's going on here in Pennsylvania, at both the legal flank and the legislative flank. It may indeed be the first domino of many more to fall. We'll see this fall. We'll see Georgia fall. We'll see Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, possibly Virginia, and we will see a landslide for Trump that he was robbed of through all of this fraud, media-protected, media-clouded fraud that we're all too familiar with. I just need to get that off my chest. So we'll obviously be keeping our eyes on things, keeping you up to date. I'll be doing it. If another story breaks, we'll do another live feed. But huge, huge news coming out of Pennsylvania today. You know the Trump legal team now is going crazy. Again, this was not a case that they brought up, but they're looking at this case. That's why it's so cool that you have all these different litigations going on at multiple different levels. They're looking at this case and they're smelling blood. They're like, this is it. This is our path to victory. Look at the state constitutions, every one of the contested states, and see how badly they veered away from the state constitutions, particularly in this election. Get a judge to proclaim it as an unconstitutional election, throw the whole thing out, give the legislatures the power to appoint pro-Trump electors. And would it not be neat? We don't even have to go to the House of Representatives at that point. We just meet on December 14th, and you have all these electors there giving Trump a landslide victory, an electoral landslide victory from, 320 electoral votes. And Biden's like, what the heck happened? And the media freaks out. It was a coup. It was a Trump Republican coup and all that kind of, oh man. I mean, dude, you can't, I mean, that is going to make what we do here so exciting. It's beyond belief. All right, gang, so I'll keep you updated. Hey, if you haven't already done so, you know what to do, right? Make sure you like this video and comment down below and definitely subscribe to my channel. We'd love to have you as a regular part of this channel where each and every day we focus on optimism and encouragement in the midst of all this defeatist nonsense spewed out by our fake news media. So love to have you as a regular part of this channel. You're going to love the everyone who comments to this channel. They are the tried and true nationalist populace all over the world. So gang, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you to all of our super chat givers. You're the best. Thank you so much. That's so appreciated. I'll keep up work, keep abreast of what's going on throughout the day. And if something else comes up, I'll do another live feed with you guys, okay? So make sure to subscribe so you get notified of that. All right, gang, if anything else breaks, I'll see you later today. God bless.